Good afternoon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Our weather forecast has been downgraded for the weekend. Instead of the winter mix forecasters had feared would develop for us over the weekend, the National Weather Service now predicts just rain this weekend. We'll have the forecast for you right after the news. There was little change in the unemployment rate for the month of November in the whole state of North Carolina. The unemployment rates were released this week for all 100 counties. The state's unadjusted unemployment rate for November was 10.7%. Orange County had the state's lowest rate at 6.3%. Edgecombe County had the highest at 16.6%. Transylvania County's rate was 9.5%. That was up very slightly by 0.5% from the unemployment rate in October. More autopsy tests are in on the young football player that died during practice at Western Carolina in the fall. A medical examiner in Florida says he believes that sickle cell anemia was the primary cause of death brought on by exertion. The original report blamed an enlarged heart for the death of Jaquavion Smalls. The NCAA is expected to vote this month on a measure that would require schools to test athletes for the sickle cell trait. There's a severe shortage of some types of blood right now. Sherry Blythe with the local chapter of the American Red Cross says types O negative and B negative are in dire need at this point. And there is a blood drive tomorrow. It will be at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd in Brevard from 2 until 7 p.m. To schedule a time to donate, call the Red Cross at 884-4530. Imagine getting into ice-cold water on purpose. That's what some rescue squad workers in Henderson County did this week to train in ice and cold water rescue. Squad member Rhonda Breese says they don't get enough opportunity to do that kind of training. The Henderson County Rescue Squad has two ice rescue full-body suits. The workers broke through nearly 4 inches of ice in Jackson Park to train in the water. In sports, the Brevard Blue Devils entertained North Henderson last night. The girls' basketball team lost 61-58, and the boys' team won 57-43. Both teams are back on the courts Friday night against Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain lost both of their games last night to Pisgah. And tonight, you can catch the Brevard College Tornadoes on the radio as they travel to Catawba. The women tip off at 6, the men at 8. Jim Stewart will call the action for both games. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.